were beside the U.S. embargo that lifted on Vietnam 2 decades ago.
When I spoke in Denmark 2 months ago, the impression is I can immediately recall my excitement of 7 years ago when I met with many people, from the government to the private sector people, and so I love that as a country, the whole nation really
Andrew Hodges is director of Asia Pacific Emerging Markets for software giant Microsoft. He told VOA they were still assessing opportunities in Burma, also known as Myanmar.
No big deals at this point in time, but we need to. We have a whole range of programs that we want to look as we explore newer markets, and we need to assess whether those programs are suitable for Myanmar and what we need to do to tweak those programs to suit Myanmar.
To smooth financial transactions for U.S. businesses in Burma, Washington on Friday announced restrictions would be lifted on 4 banks in Burma. Assistant Secretary Fernandez said allowing those banks access to the U.S. financial system was partly a result of companies and rights organizations complaining about lack of access to basic services such as checking accounts. He urged delegates to the conference to contact them if any problems or misunderstandings arise over remaining sanctions. Daniel Sharp, UA News, Rangoon.
The NATO-led coalition in Afghanistan says it's found no evidence to support Afghan allegations of misconduct by U.S. Special Forces stations in a strategic central province bordering Kabul. And as Google gives more details from neighboring Pakistan.
In an unprecedented move on Sunday, Afghan President Hamid Karzai gave U.S. Special Forces 2 weeks to leave Bandar province west of Kabul, citing allegations that U.S. forces working with the foreign partners in the area are torturing and abusing Afghan citizens. But a spokesman for the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force, or ISAF, General Gunter Karg, told reporters in Kabul Monday the accusations are unfounded. He stated that the military coalition takes all allegations of misconduct seriously and thoroughly investigates the facts surrounding them. The head of spokesman promised to resolve the situation in Burdak in full cooperation with the coalition's Afghan partners.
In various allegations of special forces conducting themselves in an unprofessional manner in Maine border. So far, we could not find evidence that would support these allegations. ISAF will work with representatives of the government of the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan to find a solution to the concerns of the citizens.
The allegations of misconduct stem from counter-insurgency operations NATO has conducted recently in the strategically important central Afghan province with the help of local personnel. President Karzai issued the decree ordering U.S. Special Forces to leave Bardak province after discussing the issue earlier Sunday with his National Security Council. Presidential spokesman Emil Faizi later told reporters the decision was based on detailed government investigations into charges that armed individuals who are part of a U.S. Special Force deployed in the area engage in harassing, annoying, torturing, and even murdering innocent people. He claimed that top officials, including the provincial governor and Speaker of the Parliament's upper house, are among those who provided evidence to the president.
According to them, the evidence that they have provided so far to the government shows that...
So Mr. Epstein decided to leave Advanced Technologies?
Yes. He accepted a position at another company. I knew that Mike wasn't completely happy at Advanced Technologies. He was something of a risk taker.
But they are part of the U.S. Special Forces, according to our sources and according to our local officers.